Hey, Quarter. Oh, no. Ooh, yeah, I'll talk to her. No, she's a diabetic. We don't mess with that baby.
Yeah.
Samuel James is my next patient. Chief complaint, cough, congestion, fever. Samuel's a 44-year-old gentleman, travels for work. He's been in Detroit, he's been in New York, he's been all over the country. I'll be right there. So he developed a sinus infection with all the traveling he's been doing. Medication, I reviewed the medication opposite page. The only change is his Trulicity was changed to Ozempic to help him lose weight. Rest of medication remains as before. Medical problems, esophageal ulcer, reflux, esophagitis, coronary artery disease, IBS, diabetes, hypogonadism, hyperlipidemia, surgery, right carpal tunnel surgery, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, he dips, married, he's going to the Cowboys game in Dallas, quite excited this weekend, COVID immunizations, up-to-date, allergy, penicillin. He's alert, he's awake, 251 pounds, 96%, 97.6, 16, 96, 130 over 80, pulses, halls, heart pulses, one pulses, two lungs, two bronchi, GMs, or red, push, and pharynxes, red, and inflamed, voice, quite non-focal. Assessment, sinusitis, number two, rocephalic gram now. I've had many injections of rocephalin before. Next one is Z-Pak, next one is Medrol, Dose-Pak, next one is Decadron. Next one is diabetes, blood sugar was 110 today. Next one is Ozempic, next one is looking forward to losing weight. Next one is flu A negative, next one is flu B negative. Next one is strep A is negative. Next one is reevaluate in 3 days if not any better. Next one is hyperlipidemia, next number is coronary artery disease, next number is hypertension, next number is low testosterone, next number is all had been discussed in the past with patient. Thank you.